Before Abdullah was able to hide the beads, the car arrived. A group of people gathered to welcome the Woolies. The Englishman and his wife stepped out of the car. Abdullah hid the beads in his pocket. He ran down the temple steps. He was eager to hear about any new experiences the couple had in Baghdad. Mr. Woolley liked Abdullah. He greeted Abdullah in Arabic. Abdullah was about to reply, but Sheikh Hamoudi spoke first. "Abdullah," he ordered, "bring Mr. Woolley's bags into the house. Then go back to work." Abdullah was disappointed, but he did what the Sheikh told him to do. Language detective. Clue. Mr. Woolley's is a possessive noun. Can you find a possessive noun on page 7? As Abdullah was leaving the house, Mr. Woolley stopped him. He gave Abdullah a small paper bag. "For you," he said to Abdullah, "a gift from Baghdad." More good fortune, the boy thought. He opened the bag and discovered several pieces of mansima, an Iraqi dessert. The Englishman put his finger over his lips and whispered, "Shh," as if he were saying, "This is a secret." Abdullah felt surprised. The other workers had warned him to stay away from the Englishman, but he seemed nice. Abdullah smiled.